Good morning, old friends.
Sir, where's your beard?
Where's your beard?
Where's my beard?
Did you shave?
Your beard is troubling.
Today is National No Beard Day.
Yeah, shave his beard off.
Shave your face?
So we're getting rid of the beard.
Happy No Beard Day.
We're going to make fun of you until you shave the beard.
Then get ready.
Get ready for adventure.
Okay.
Showtime.
For October, but guess what? November, everybody is supposed to have a beard and a mustache. Let it grow. So you got to start with a clean slate. Oh, good morning. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Wow, what a weekend. And what a beautiful day. Look at that blue sky out there. And a lot of clouds. Come on. It's the end of October. What do you expect? What do we expect this fall, this winter? Cold. A lot of cold and a lot of wind. So be ready for that. Looking at the Farmer's Almanac, not too much precipitation. Not too much rain. But you know what? It's weather. It's secular. It's history. We go through droughts, we come out of them. We go through droughts, we come out of them. We go back and forth. And that's why we need to learn from history what our weather is all about. Saturday, absolutely gorgeous. Sunday, I swear Mother Nature is a Democrat because she tried to mess. How she says, don't mess with Mother Nature. Yeah, she tried to mess with our festival, our Reclaim Nevada festival. But it just goes to show, as throughout 5 hours, more than 1,000 people, close to 1,000 adults, and then around 200, 250 children, mill around in constant, not gusty, constant winds. So much so that the majority of the pop-ups had to come down. But you know what? This is Nevada. When we say battle-borne, it doesn't necessarily mean through fighting. It means we're tough. It means we take on what's ahead of us. And I want to sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank every single person, whether they be a candidate, a supporter of the candidates that were coming out and working on the campaigns, and everybody who attended to learn about the people who they're going to be voting for in the primary. From the bottom of my heart, you people give me strength. We give each other strength to know that we're going to stop this elitism. On a separate thank you, I don't even know what to say. The volunteers who came out the day before, when, by the way, the perfect weather was going on. Sorry. Can't seem to let that one go. Set up the entire ranch for the event. All the tables, we had everything organized, the stages, the chairs. And then came out again, spent 6 hours on Saturday, and then came out again to spend close to 12 hours getting the event ready, tearing it down, getting it back into the trailers, getting it organized for pickup. You're amazing. And I thank you so much. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And it just goes to show, this will not be the only Reclaim Nevada. This will be the first of many. We're already talking with the core group that put it all together. Jackie, Susan, Cindy, Karen, Sandra, myself. We're already talking about holding another one towards the end of May, maybe the beginning of June, right before the primary. So you can ask the tough questions. And I tell you, I learned a lot at the festival yesterday at Reclaim Nevada, because I had people coming up to me saying, how come you're supporting this person? They did this, this, and this. They were pushing mask mandates. They were pushing the shutdown of businesses. They were pushing pulling licenses. And I'm like, really? This is why we do this. It's to get the history out. It's to get other people's beliefs out in the open so you understand who you're voting for. If you missed it, you missed the wind, but you missed a hell of a party. I want to thank the Boomcats for coming out. Carson City Barbecue, Bam Dogs, Daddy's Tacos. From what I understand, I never got to go anywhere. I never saw the raptor enclosure. I never got to go over and see the owls. I never got to go over and see the kids' face painting because, boy, once I started the speakers, they were one right after the other. We took a little 20-minute break in between, but, boy, we were nailing it. But from what I understand, Daddy's Tacos had to send somebody out to go get more food, which is incredible. Healthy Foods Company, amazing. It just goes to show you can eat healthy. You don't have to have festival food. Nitro Ice, S'mores, talking to everybody, they did a lot better than they expected to do. Which, when you're putting on an event for the first time, that's what happens. You don't know what to expect. I personally was expecting, okay, maybe we'll get, 300 to 400 people. My campaign manager, Sandra, no, we're going to see at least 1,000. I'm like, yeah, okay, keep dreaming. So you made it amazing. Thank you for coming out. And like I said, if you missed it, we will be doing it again. And you'll get lots of notice. Few candidates weren't able to show up, which that was sad. So we missed hearing from Christopher Dare. We missed hearing from Dr. Fong, which actually when I announced he wasn't able to attend at the last minute, few people actually, got up from the speakers area and left because they really wanted to hear from Dr. Fong. So we will have Dr. Fong on within the next few days so he can talk about what he was going to talk about at the Reclaim Nevada Festival, and that was updating people on the, not just the misinformation, the misgivings, but the flat-out lies about what's going on with ivermectin, what's going on with COVID. Sorry, Colin Powell was, Colin Powell lived an amazing life. He didn't just die from complications of COVID. As they completely passed over, he died because he was also vaccinated. I'll take out, or I'll go out on that ledge, and I'll say that. Because here's your vaccine mandate update for the day. The protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected. More and more doctors every day are refusing to give the shot, that was not FDA approved. They pulled a fast one, and you can see it in writing. More and more doctors are putting their licenses on the line. It's not just Dr. McCullough now. No. More and more doctors are coming forward and saying, believe it or not, because there are still good people out there that will do this, saying that they were wrong. Look at the facts. Biden pushes out a mandate, yet doesn't mandate him for himself, doesn't mandate it for members of Congress, their families, their staff, doesn't mandate it for the CDC, the FDA, the U.S. Postal Service. Just wrap your head around that. Just wrap your head around that. It's the Monica J. Show. I don't do this alone, just like I didn't do that festival by myself, but I appreciate all the thank yous. Even producer Craig came on out. Was hoping producer Dan would, but, you know, that's a different subject. We'll let that go. I'm just picking on everybody today.
What? There's a pumpkin shortage? How can that be? I mean, just because there's pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin spice pancakes and cookies and Jell-O and ice cream and English muffins, cotton candy, yogurt, pretzels, pumpkin spice hot cocoa mix, pumpkin spice almond flour, Pop-Tarts, marshmallow, Kit Kat bars, Cheerios, pumpkin salsa, pumpkin tea, pumpkin oatmeal, peanut butter pumpkin, donuts, Twinkies, Pringles, hummus. There's even a pumpkin spice latte burger, pumpkin spice beard oil, deodorant, cream cheese, dog shampoo. Gee, I wonder why there's a pumpkin shortage. This message brought to you by the Department of Unnecessary Hype, also known as Duh.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's Monday and the Sage is back. You heard that right. Today, we get to hear Larry Elder on the show at 5 o'clock. So make sure you tune in and, you know, call. Call, welcome him back. Tell him that you missed him. Because I know he does have sage, sound words of wisdom. And that's why we love having him on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So let's check this out. Got this notice from, if you've never heard of the group before, it is the Federation Immigration News. So how many, Federation for American Immigration Reform. It's always the reform I forget. Because it does need to be reformed. So how many illegals do you think have crossed our southern border? And how many do you think? Because there is another huge push. The pictures are already coming out from the caravans that are coming through Panama. We got notice from the Panamanian president. It's like, wow, this is, we're already seeing some pictures. So this is coming from FAIR for the week of October 18th. I would get on their email list, actually, if you could, because the media is not going to bring you this. Preliminary data indicates that border apprehensions could approach 2 million. 2 million for the year 2021. That is a preliminary outlook of the data that we've already had come in and what is still on the way. More than 1.66 million illegals were apprehended at the southern, northern, and coastal borders. I know you probably don't follow the numbers. And you're not going to hear the numbers on other outlets. So when President Trump had a handle on everything, there were 405,000 apprehended, illegal aliens apprehended. 1.66 million seems like a jump, doesn't it? Just people flooding across the southern border. Well, that is a 310% increase. So are they families? Are they kids? Are they coyotes? Single adults represented the vast majority of the apprehensions, with most of them arriving from Mexico and from the Northern Triangle countries. Biden has failed. And he continues to fail every single day. Every single day. When it comes to protecting this country, protecting our borders, protecting American citizens. So, this is why we have to share the information. Please do not hire illegals. The ones who are standing around over on Galetti, the ones who are at Home Depot or Lowe's. Hey, can I help you with that? They've got one person who speaks English that goes out and say, hey, can we help you? Are you doing a project? Can we help you with that? And then they've got all these other people who don't speak English. Well, guess what? That's how you know that they're in this country illegally and they're looking for cash work. If we continue to hire people, and I say we because I hired three times now. I have hired legitimate companies to work on my property throughout the years, not where I live now. And all three times, those legitimate companies use subcontractors who use illegal workers. Whoever you hire to do anything for your home, your ranch, your whatever, double check. Check, 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 check the backgrounds and hold them accountable. Now I get emails from ranchers and from farmers and it's like, Monica, can't do it. I would rather hire an illegal that works their tails off than the generation of snowflakes and weaklings and unethical people that our education system, that our society is putting out today in this country. We have to change that. That's where you hire those people and you teach them, you show them what is called an honest day's work. I know, my husband had to do this. He had an assistant that, just as an example, they were out at a transmitter site and they were digging in the sand. They were digging holes for posts. His assistant was sitting on the ground, cross-legged. You can't say Indian style anymore. You just say cross-legged. And digging with the shovel. As my husband, who was three times older than he is standing there, you know, shoveling the heck out of this stuff. It was just, it's amazing. That was 20 years ago. Think about how it is now. It's crazy. Speaking of crazy, have an interesting poll question for you today. I put it out earlier, but we're still waiting for it to go up. Quite interesting. This actually comes from the festival yesterday. because there were a lot of people that had, few people actually had t-shirts on, but a lot of people were saying during the festival, "Let's go, Brandon." You have to remember, there are lots and lots of people out there who have given up on the media. They don't watch. They don't listen. So they have no idea, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until the end of the show, because I want to know from you. And don't look it up. Do you know what "Let's go, Brandon" means? Do you know what "Let's go, Brandon" means? We'll have the question up for you in minutes. But of course, we always have to thank Nissan Carson City for sponsoring the poll question. Check out the all new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
You guys are so funny. I just love you. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I just found out what "Let's go, Brandon" means. I learned it at the UNR game on Saturday. I've got another one here. Let's see. Yes, I heard people yesterday saying "Let's go, Brandon" in place of, so now I know what it means. That's hysterical. Love it, love it, love it, love it. But there are some people who don't know what happened at the Talladega Speedway. I'll explain that story at the very end of the show, but just for right now, I want to know from our poll question today, do you know what "Let's go, Brandon" means? So getting back to a few other things. Sorry, the texts are coming in faster than I can read everything. Getting back to national news, I know. Sorry, I want to spend every minute I can on local, but this is something that turns into local. Somebody just asked me if Colin Powell was double vaxxed. So I'm not sure of what vaccine he got, whether it was the single or the double, because there are multiple versions out there. But he was, or he had, gotten the booster shot as well. So however he was vaccinated in the beginning, he also had the booster shot. Supposedly came down with COVID. A breakthrough case. And passed from severe complications. So right now, we're playing this game of you do not speak ill of the dead. I had great admiration for Colin Powell at one time. He was a rock star in the military. But he falls in to the same category as when we couldn't say anything about John McCain. I campaigned for him. I supported him. And then the truth comes out. Remember, Colin Powell, if you are a supporter of Trump, he did not support Trump. He was one of those generals out there, you know, this guy's crazy and it's got to go. And so he was part of the elite dictatorial machine. I don't want to see anybody die. I don't want to see anybody die of complications. I think it's sad. I think it's sad for his supporters, his family, his friends. But I'm not going to tiptoe around the subject that he was selling this country down the road. So, there you have it. He bought into something and promoted it because that's what they were supposed to do. Excuse me, not yesterday. I always do that. All the days just roll in together. Friday's poll question. Would you become more involved in the 2022 primary election? I knew if I was going to have a joke answer on there, there would people would be answering it. So 4% said there's an election. 15% said no, and I am so proud to say that 81% of the 100 participating said yes. They will be more involved in the primary. We had some amazing speeches yesterday at the Reclaim Nevada Festival, which, by the way, if you want to see pictures from it, not yet, but probably next week, we'll have pictures on there from the festival. And we'll have information on when the next one will be. We're already working on it. Just like any other amazing events we have in this area. As soon as it's done, you start working on the next one. So all of that information will be up there on ReclaimNevada.com. But some of the information that was coming out yesterday was the fact that if you are disenfranchised, if you have become just disgusted with the elitism and the censorship of the Republican Party, then I have news for you. I have hope for you. Because the Washoe County Republican Party, I'm not going to say it's being taken over, because it's not being taken over. There were a lot of great people in the Washoe County Republican Central Committee. But the leadership, the executive committee on the Central Committee for all of Washoe County was pulling the elitism garbage, going with their agenda of who they were supposed to support, even though the party is not supposed to endorse people. Just saying. That's why when you see especially endorsements coming out for certain senator, certain Senate race, it's all from DC elites. Because the party locally is not supposed to endorse anybody. So others have to get DC elites to endorse them so they can make themselves look better. You will find out, and this is something that I've been trying to share with people, that they were trying to limit the number of people who could be on the Central Committee for the Republican Party here in Washoe County, when there should be 2,200 people representing friends and neighbors in what we call precincts. They wanted to drop that number to the 200 range. That's not right. That's not representation. And that's what a lot of people were falling into, was they don't speak for me. The candidates that they select don't speak for me. That's how people, or why people don't vote in the general election. Because they want to prove a point. Yes, it is throwing your vote away. But they want to prove a point to, in the Senate race, Dean Heller did not represent them. That's how Catherine Cortez Masto got in. Well, guess what? There were good people in the Senate race for the primary. That's how it works. And that's why we have to take the primary election back. And that's why you need to know the candidates. And we'll talk about everybody here. Everybody is welcome on this show. I don't care if I believe in what you're saying. I don't care if I support you or not. Everybody is welcome to plead your case. Remember last time I had PK O'Neill on, I thrashed PK O'Neill for voting for the tax increase. The massive tax increase. And he came on the show and he explained why he did it. And he explained why he will never do it again. That's why you have to hear from people. Do you trust everything that people say? I can't remember who said it, but I always love the saying, trust, but verify. Listen to people speak. Nod your head. And then go verify what they're saying. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today on this not a manic Monday. It's a beautiful Monday. Every day that we get to wake up and we get to put forth our energies on another day and become stronger and become smarter and become more involved is a beautiful day. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. What would you like to talk about on this Monday? Open for your suggestions. I do have a couple of things I'm going to come back with, though. But you always come first.
884-9910. 99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
Thank you. I have such smart listeners. I've got too much stuff in my head to be pulling things out constantly. I just received this. Reagan was that quote. Trust but verify. Trust but verify. It's the Monica Jay Show. You can trust that, and I can verify it for you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you want to send me an email, it's easy. Monica@991fmtalk.com. Tyra, thank you for all you do for this program. Tyra is so wonderful. She sent me some photos of the Social Security office when those big white buses, multiple big white charter buses, were sitting outside the Social Security office. And now, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, but Monica, Social Security office is closed by appointment only, and they want you to do stuff on the phone to American citizens. Well, yeah, these big white charter buses didn't have American citizens on them. They all had the packets waiting around, waiting to go inside and get whatever documents they may need. Imagine that. Okay. So it was wonderful to see you out there, Tyra. I appreciate it so much. Just everybody that came up and said hi. What an energizing, even for the wind, like I said, I'm still cleaning the dirt out of my ears. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to have to get one of those professional, you know, little squirt in there and then suck it out things. That was a lot of dirt. I had to wash my face like 3 times. My husband would come up to me and he's like, you need to wipe your face off. You might be accused of something in future pictures. So clean your face. Yeah, it was too funny. A lot of people were going through that, though. Multiple texts here. Trust but verify. Ronald Reagan. We need to go back to Ronald Reagan. Look at his policies. Look at what he was able to accomplish. But remember, when you do that, remember his vice president, who was elected only for one term as president after that. George Bush. George Bush Sr. One of the elite of the elite when it comes to, well, even the family dynasty. A lot of people said they weren't going to vote for Jeb Bush because they didn't want that family dynasty. Well, they did. And they still do. So watch the Clintons with a hawk eye. Because I have a feeling you will see Chelsea become more involved and more involved. Okay, so yesterday, Friday, we were talking about COVID relief funds distributed to cities and states requiring full compliance with the Biden-backed mandates. Counties can use money to bankrupt and replace local businesses. See, this is where you need to become involved and support businesses who are pushing back against these mandates. Because we asked the question last week, where are all these billions of dollars that the state of Nevada got? Where are they? You listen to the state and they're waiting to be distributed. Why are they waiting to be distributed? We need them now. We needed them for small businesses. We needed it for the property owners that were renting property to people who weren't paying their rent for, what, a year and a half? So why are they sitting on billions of dollars asking people, what do you want us to spend this money on? Doing surveys? Do politicians truly believe that we think they're going to take our suggestions? That's interesting. That's really interesting. Because it's already known what the money needs to be spent on. It needs to be spent on giving people back their life savings to keep companies going, to keep small businesses going, to keep people employed off the unemployment rolls who have now gone belly up. It needs to be given to those people who are entrepreneurs, who are private contractors, who they say, oh, no, you're not a legitimate business. What? It's our tax money. It needs to be given to those who need it, who apply for it, who are verified in need. It doesn't need to go to the school districts. We have serious issues with our school districts when it comes to money and their viability. But see, they're only going to get the money if they're teaching certain things, if they're teaching social justice, CRT, SHARE programs, and of course, masking the children. We had so many mama and papa bears at the Reclaim Nevada Festival, and it was great to listen to them speak. The things that they've accomplished. And we'll come back in the next segment because I don't want people to be down, depressed of what's going on and what's being pushed around them. Because you know what? Smile. We have made huge wins. And I'll bring you some of those wins when we come back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show.